Scott Hammond, these are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, it is homecoming weekend for UNLV. So everybody's getting excited at UNLV, which I think is really good. Now we got to see if they can beat somebody. And I think this is off the top of my head. I think they got San Jose State in town, and it's going to be. They got to win sometime. They've got to win sometime. Anyway, coming up on the show, real excited because Pat Casal will join us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll talk both politics and health insurance because he does both. He is the political director for the Clark County Republican Party. And that, by the way, that thing is still hanging fire. I was unaware of this, but that is the opponents of Jesse Law and his group that are very much a part of. They are the leadership of the Clark County Republican Party. There is still opposition to them, and
we just had elections, okay? But after that, we just had meetings, and these people are still hanging around. The opposition is still hanging around. So we'll find out. We'll find out what happens there. I'm just going to tell you, at some point, we got to come together. Am I right on this, or am I missing something? There are these people who honestly believe. See, we just had the state party elections in Winnemucca, but these people are still hanging around and still trying to force their way in. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. We'll talk about that coming up on the other side. Also coming up, Mark Levin, a unique spin on what's going on around the country. Research from the New York Post and Breitbart proves that the Demo-rats are trying to essentially change our election system. I'm blown away that these people in the Democrat Party, or the Demo Rat Party, as Frank would say, would still be trying to change our election system when our election system for decades was fine. But apparently not to them. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Pat Casal joins us after 5 o'clock. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash on Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. The right lanes are blocked there, so you're going to want to stay to the left. Commuters are averaging about 35 miles per hour as you try to work your way through the resort area. Major delays downtown. You're bumper to bumper in both directions. 515 westbound at Eastern, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, only two lanes available there while that bridge work continues. Congestion on the Beltway right now, 215 eastbound at St. Rose, 215 westbound at Tenaya. And remember, the on-ramp to US 95 northbound is going to be closed at Las Vegas Boulevard through the end of the month.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Dealing with a ton of adversity, the Raiders find a way to win on Sunday. They knock off the Broncos in Denver, 34-24. Derek Carr, 341 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. They run for 86 yards as a team. Josh Jacobs had 53 of those yards. up next for the Raiders, who are now 4-2 and are in first place in the AFC West. They are going to host the Eagles coming up next Sunday, and then that's going to lead them into their bye week. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, the Demo Rats for decades have used a political crutch, when they can't get anything passed a legislative body. They end up saying, well, let's present personal stories, whether it's civil rights or it's gay marriage or whatever the issue is. It's important to put a name and a face with a policy. A policy is just there. And what they like to do is they'll have hearings and they'll have people who have been victims. When we were talking about Obamacare, my husband, he's got stage 3 cancer and he can't find a doctor to help him. And they go through this and they bring a parade of witnesses, real people with real stories. We've got a real story when it comes to the vaccine mandates, and the gentleman, Jim Dallas, has been tracking this. This is an amazing story, and it's a real-life story of how the vaccine mandates have hurt people.
Yeah, this is a gentleman from Joplin, Missouri. He and his wife were recent visitors here to Las Vegas. It was a dream vacation. They got tickets that they purchased online to see Rod Stewart performing at Caesars. And unfortunately, when they get here, some 1,200 miles away from Joplin, Missouri, you're part of the world there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they get here, and they're going, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to go see Rod. And then they get a text 8 hours before the performance. It says, oh, by the way, you must provide proof of COVID vaccines to gain admission. Now, the unfortunate thing for this couple is they did have proof, but it was 1,200 miles away. and they didn't get a refund. They didn't get any apologies, and they were just complaining, verbally here over the airwaves to say, "Hey, that's not cool."
That is so sad.
It really is.
And what was the property again? What was the property?
It was Caesars.
Yeah, it's Caesars.
But it was the Rod Stewart performance. So whoever runs the Caesars entertainment.
Yeah, but still, that is. If I were Rod Stewart, I would say you're going to have front row seats, and I'm going to fly out here, and you go home and you go home to Joplin, Missouri, and you come back. I'll fly you out here on my private jet. I would do that in an instant, because these people, through no fault of their own, didn't have the proper documentation that they needed. Now, I don't know whether a family member could have faxed it or whatever, but that's not fair. But that's a real live story.
It is.
Of a real person, a real couple, and 1,200 miles away. That's just unbelievable.
Well, and the people who say, hey, let's go to the Rod Stewart thing, and they don't know the politics of Nevada or whatever, and if they don't have a vaccine, they're not welcome either. So, yeah, there could be more butts in the seat over there in the seats to see Rod Stewart, but no go.
That is horrible. And oh, by the way, for the record, General Colin Powell died. He was fully vaccinated. And he died of COVID-19.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, this is from a guy who, unlike you, mm-hmm. I've got both vaccines. I've got two Pfizers in me, and I'll probably go for a Pfizer booster. Mm. But I'm just telling you, this crazy, vaccine mandate has got to stop. We're going to end up with no doctors, no airline pilots. I mean, it's crazy.
Don't know what percentage of the people who are not getting vaccinated. The last word I heard in Nevada was 55% are. So 45% is a pretty big number. And when people go to the hospital and they don't have a nurse for an hour or two, or you go into the emergency room and nobody helps you for a long time, that can be very, very frustrating and unfortunately dangerous for people, too.
Yeah, dangerous to their health. That is just absolutely crazy. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, always with something insightful to say. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It's all over the news. D.C. liberals want to force through the largest tax and spend bill in history. Listen.
Nancy Pelosi once again has gotten what she wanted here.
The sweeping government spending deal.
A very long list of tax hikes.
Speaker Pelosi and Senator Catherine Cortez Masto are pushing a multi-trillion dollar spending spree after spending trillions already. Inflation is skyrocketing and prices on everything are going up. Speaker Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto's wasteful spending and massive tax hikes will only make things worse, and it'll cost you. With the largest tax increase in decades, crushing small businesses and making families pay more. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Tell her to stop Speaker Pelosi's unaffordable, outrageous tax and spend agenda. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were talking about the vaccine mandates. The numbers of hospitalizations and death and all of that keep coming down, although we lost General Colin Powell. And the cause of death there is COVID-19. But Dr. Anthony Fauci talked about what is next in this battle with COVID. Was on with Chris Wallace on the Fox News Channel yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Let's go to Cut 3. This is Dr. Fauci with Chris Wallace.
Doctor, let's take a look at where we are now in this fourth wave of the coronavirus. There's an average of almost 84,000 new cases every day and more than 1,500 deaths every day. Still bad, but down considerably from a month ago. Are we coming out of the Delta wave? And as we head into colder weather, people going inside, holiday travel, what is the real possibility that we could have a fifth wave of the virus, especially if there's not a spike in vaccinations?
Well, that's the issue, I think, what you just mentioned just now, Chris. It's going to be within our capability to prevent that from happening. You're right. The numbers are going down. The cases are down about 23%. The hospitalizations and deaths are down 17 or 18%. So we're going in the right direction. The problem is, as we all know, we still have approximately 66 million people who are eligible to be vaccinated who are not vaccinated. The degree to which we continue to come down in that slope will depend on how well we do about getting more people vaccinated. If we don't do very well in that regard, there's always the danger that there'll be enough circulating virus that you can have a stalling of the diminishing of the number of cases. And when that happens, as we've seen in the past with other waves that we've been through, there's the danger of resurgence. But we can do something about that. That's the whole point that we keep emphasizing. The more people we get vaccinated, the less likelihood is there going to be another surge as we go into the winter.
So briefly, what is your advice for the holiday season, for travel, for gathering together as families, first for groups that are vaccinated and then for groups that aren't?
Well, for groups that are vaccinated, I think we can enjoy the holiday season. I get asked that all the time, you know, trick-or-treating and Halloween, Thanksgiving with the family. When you're in the family unit among people who are vaccinated, I think you should just enjoy the holidays as best you can in the family spirit. For those who are not vaccinated, first, I would encourage them very strongly to get vaccinated. But if they're not, they should do what the CDC recommends, is when you're in an indoor setting, in a public indoor setting, to wear a mask. It's very important. We know that masks work, and they could greatly diminish the likelihood that you're going to get infected, which is another reason why we keep saying why it's so important to get vaccinated, because not only will it be good for your own health and that of your family, it will make it much easier for you to enjoy the kinds of things in society that you'd like to enjoy anyway.
There you have it, Dr. Fauci. I'm just going to tell you, though, these vaccine mandates are going to be the death of a lot of people. There are going to be people who are going to simply refuse to wear masks, to refuse to do vaccines, and they're going to lose their jobs. And when we do that, they already said that, I think in Chicago, was it Chicago today, that the mayor said that one-third of their police force was out on sick out. And that means they're less safe. More people will die. That's what's so sad about this. And in fact, Dr. Fauci, let's see if we can squeeze this in, because this is important stuff. This is Dr. Fauci. This is cut number four. Will the vaccine mandates hurt essential services like cops, like nurses, like pilots? Here it is.
When we're talking about essential workers maybe going off the job, like half of a police force, should local officials or should corporate executives back off enforcing these mandates?
Well, Chris, I mean, I'm not comfortable with telling people what they should do under normal circumstances, but we are not in normal circumstances right now. Take the police. We know now the statistics. More police officers die of COVID than they do in other causes of death. So it doesn't make any sense to not try to protect yourself as well as the colleagues that you work with. So I think if we can get people to just think about that, think about the implications of not getting vaccinated when you're in a position where you have a responsible job and you want to protect yourself because you're needed at your job, whether you're a police officer or a pilot or any other of those kinds of occupations.
Finally, when this pandemic started, I think it's fair to say you were generally regarded as the authority on infectious disease. But as time has gone on, you have become a polarizing figure. Critics accuse you of sending mixed messages. There's allegations that you helped fund dangerous research at the Wuhan lab. Two questions. Why do you think you've become so controversial? And honestly, do you think there's anything you have done that has contributed to that?
Well, I'm not so sure I could answer the latter because I can't think of anything, but I'm sure some people will. But, you know, Chris, I have stood for always making science, data, and evidence be what we guide ourselves by. And I think people who feel differently, who have conspiracy theories, who deny reality that's looking them straight in the eye, those are people that don't particularly care for me. And that's understandable, because what I do and I try very hard is to be guided by the truth. And sometimes the truth becomes inconvenient for some people, so they react against me. That just is what it is. There's not much I can do about that, Chris.
I'm just going to tell you that I think even though Dr. Fauci says, you know, I understand I'm going to be like a lightning rod and things like that. The fact is that he's brought a lot of this on himself. And the fact is that people, you know, the tens of thousands of people at college football games and pro football games, the F Joe Biden stuff, all of that stuff begins with Dr. Fauci and the so-called medical people and the science people. Anyway, we'll talk more about this. Coming up, top of the hour, Pat Casale. We'll talk about mandates. Mask mandates, vaccine mandates, passports. Yeah, we'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. And joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, you've just come out with something called Five Keys to a Successful Retirement. Give me some highlights.
Steve, there's more than five, but there's five main keys to make sure you get on the right path to and through retirement. In my 29 years in the financial arena, I've talked to a lot of different people, and people who were doing fine and they weren't doing fine because they didn't take the proper steps necessary on that relay race of life to make sure to hand the baton off, the financial baton off, to someone who can protect the retirement they've built. It's great to build a good retirement plan. It's horrible to watch that good retirement plan collapse under the avalanche of a bad stock market or bad investments or bad advice. So how do you get around this, or how do you make sure you don't? Well, preventive maintenance and second opinions are very valuable these days. We're going to offer that for the next 20 people who call. I put a manual together called Retirement Planning, How to Create a Retirement Income Plan. Steve, the most important part of a retirement plan is having a lifetime income in it. If you don't have lifetime income built into your plan and your advisor is telling you that's a retirement plan, in my opinion, it is not going to be a successful one because we don't know where the income's going to come from. Just liquidating stocks every single year in retirement is not my idea of a perfect retirement. Let's make sure we get growth, have our money grow, have our money that's growing protected from have someone taking it back away when you grow it. And let's make sure we have lifetime income, and let's eliminate financial termites, risk, fees, expenses. We can do that for the next 20 people call. We'll give you a no-cost review and a total retirement plan that's $1,000 value.
That's a fantastic offer, Coach. Folks, don't miss out on this one. Give us a call, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As you know, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, has been in Nevada today doing the Lake Mead water thing. And it was interesting that a former Attorney General, Adam Laxalt, who is a candidate for the U.S. Senate, would like to replace Catherine Cortez Masto, made a statement today that was in a release released by his campaign. Here's what it says. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have failed Nevada families. We have the worst unemployment rate in the nation, while supply chain issues and inflation have been killing our economies and destroying the Nevada dream. To make matters worse, Harris's management of our border crisis has been nothing short of disastrous, as criminal illegal aliens and illicit drugs flow across our border. Harris's visit is a tone-deaf display of the administration's arrogance as they tout policies that have laid waste to our state's economy, while our absentee U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has stood by Harris and Biden at every turn. I will fight. This is Adam Laxalt. I will